Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A petition is going to be presented to the County Council tomorrow. A group of residents want the City 8 bus service to again continue through to Cambridge Rail Station and Addenbrookes. The City 8 currently stops in the city centre. Lillian Rundblatt is presenting the petition, and I spoke to her a little earlier.
Well, the City 8 bus starts up in Oakington, in the villages north of A14, and it runs through Histon and Impington villages down Histon Road, and used to run to the city centre, of course, and to the station, and Addenbrookes Hospital, which was very important.
Mm. And the problem is, of course, in recent months, that route has been changed. Now, how long ago did they make the move?
It's almost a year, but they made variations on it and moved within the shortage. But the shortage was done about a little bit more than a year ago.
Right. So the problem this is creating, that instead of getting one bus, in order to do, for many people at least, in order to do the complete journey into Cambridge and onto Addenbrookes, you have to switch buses at some point.
Yes, and in a very busy place just outside John Lewis, on Emmanuel and St. Andrew Street. And it is not easy for people to get around there then.
No, so I can imagine this is going to present problems. People, if you don't mind me saying so, you're maybe of senior age, so that's potentially not necessarily for yourself, but I can imagine some people having some trouble with that. But also at the other end of the scale with school children as well.
Yes, that has happened too, because many school children come from the Histon area and then go down to the sixth form college and the long road. And parents, of course, are very worried about them changing the bus in the middle of the city. And some have taken the precaution to drive. And of course, then that means that they will come out to park down in the Trumpington area. And I don't think the Trumpington people like that.
No, and possibly more congestion to add to our travel news as well by the sounds of things. There's lots of things which spring out of this. The obvious one, of course, is costs, because, again, both sets of people who we mentioned, the old and the young, they're likely to have bus passes. They may be chargeable back to the council. I gather the way it works, it's the council gets charged per bus journey, and this one now counts as two journeys rather than one.
Yes, it's two journeys going to Addenbrookes and two journeys going back from Addenbrookes. So it's four, actually, in total, if you want to make a visit to the hospital.
Yeah, goodness me, yes. And you have a petition which you're going to be presenting on Tuesday to the County Council, who are ultimately responsible for this, although I gather the council say that it's more of a commercial issue for Stagecoach. What is Stagecoach telling you?
Well, previously, it was actually because of the new road along Hills Road, where we had the new floating bus stops and things done. It originated from there when they thought they didn't get the proper timing. They were often delayed, and that is true. But then later on, when they couldn't continued to drive it down to the Addenbrookes, it also lost out on the station, the Cambridge station. And that was because they started their construction work on the plaza and in the CB1 area.
So this has been a gradual thing, if you like,
yes,
where for one reason or another,
yeah,
various points have been temporarily or supposedly temporarily taken out of the route. But then when the works are finished, it doesn't necessarily go back to how it was before. Is that your major complaint with this?
Well, not yet. It hasn't gone back to what it can be. And it can always be prolonged, and that is the problem. So what we want to do is to raise the question of the concerns down at the changing points at the moment. And we want, in the long term, definitely have a reply that it will be reinstated all the way to Addenbrookes.
So are you hoping that the council, the county council, might be able to intervene, really, and direct Stagecoach, if you like, to use a particular route or a particular set of stops?
it seems difficult for the county council to commit to designing anything as far as the route or the stopping points or anything, but they could improve the actual bus stop for us. And that's the first thing we're asking for, improve the bus stop down at the Emmanuel and St. Andrew Street. In fact, the easiest way would actually to turn it back that it was about half a year ago when the bus coming from Adam Brooks actually stopped at the same location where the bus going to Cottenham.
So that is a county council issue, is it, rather than the issue for Stagecoach, where the bus actually stops, or if you like, the style of the stop where it arrives at?
The style of the stop to improving the actual stop is within the council. But I believe that actually telling Stagecoach to go a certain road is not.
It's commercialised, then
it is probably a contract between the county council and Stagecoach.
I dare say if I was Andy Campbell running Stagecoach, I'd be thinking to myself, well, I want a reliable bus. I want it to always keep as best as I can the timetable, and the route I've got it on is the one which is going to achieve that.
That's right. And that what's my concern also is that people are tiring and trying to find other ways to go. But for the people along Histon Road, there is no choice of another bus or another line to go. The present guided bus be running down Histon Road doesn't even stop on the road. So we can't use that as an option.
And your petition, which you're going to be presenting, as I say, at this council meeting on Tuesday, is not the first time you've put a petition in. This is a second attempt, is it, on the buses?
Yes, it is, because the first attempt was actually to change the changing point to the Cambridge station, because that's a calm area. It's not very much of the rushing and hustle and bustle like it is by John Lewis. It was turned down, that was not within the possibility for the county council to decide on.
And how many signatures have you got on this one?
The new one is around 750 at the moment. The old one was 682.
Okay, so it's quite a few. And have they been collected by standing at bus stops? Or
no, the first one was collected by knocking on doors and sitting in meetings and meeting people both in Histon, Impington and the other community as well. The second one is an online. So we have tried both ways.
Both methods. Well, online seems to work this time around. Well, Lillian, look, best of luck with the petition. And thanks very much for coming to speak to us.
Thank you very much for letting him.
And that's Lillian Rundblatt, who is presenting that petition at Shire Hall tomorrow. Now, we spoke to Andy Campbell, who's Managing Director of Stagecoach East, and he told us the increasing congestion problem within Cambridge was affecting the City 8's journey time and making the service unreliable. We have no plans to change the current route because since taking the decision to curtail the service, the reliability has dramatically improved, and this has greatly benefited the majority of our passengers. Customers who wish to travel on to Addenbrookes, however, have a choice of buses leaving the city centre every few minutes. So thanks very much to Andy Campbell for supplying that statement to us. It's now 4:42.